Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Tonight, I want to talk to you for a few minutes on the subject created to soar. And I want to do that out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, where Isaiah writes this, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Isn't that encouraging? Already, I hope you're encouraged. That's what God has for your life. He's created you to soar. Lisa and I were married in October of 2011. We're about to celebrate 14 years of marriage. And we got married on October 22nd of 2011, and if you're a St. Louis Cardinals fan like I am, you immediately recall that that's the last year we went to and won the World Series. So I found myself on my honeymoon and the World Series on at the same time, which I thought was awesome, everybody. My wife didn't respond like you just did. I said, "Baby, this is awesome. We can watch the World Series and be on our honeymoon. I mean, that's amazing." And she said, "That's not amazing. That's not what we're gonna do." And I said, "Okay, that's fine. I'll watch it later." And so it was a riveting World Series. Not that I would know, but it was a riveting one, if you remember. And it went to 3-3. It went to game 7, everybody. So that's the final game. If you don't know baseball, that's the championship of the championship. And we were flying out of Dallas back into St. Louis. And they were playing the Texans, if you remember, the Texas Rangers. And so it's on everywhere in the airport, which I just thought was God's gift to me at the time. I'm able to watch game 7 in the World Series. It's the first and only time I have ever legitimately prayed for our plane flight to be delayed. And you're not gonna believe it. It was delayed. I'm like, this is amazing. Until the middle of the 7th inning. And there's 9 innings, for those who don't know. It's the worst time that the flight can be undelayed. And so I told Elise, "I guess the Lord wants us to miss our flight." We had a brief conversation. We got on the plane. And as I was sitting on the plane, I kid you not, I'm watching, you know, back then there's no such thing as YouTube TV. You're just watching, like, 2 minutes later, it's like they threw a strike, you know, that's what's happening. But then the sound of our captain came through the speakers making an announcement. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the flight from Dallas to St. Louis. We recognize that the St. Louis Cardinals are in the World Series and it's the last few innings. So we have gained special permission to stream the game to the seat back in front of you." And I said, "Jehovah Jireh, God is on this flight. He is with us. And at 30,000 square feet with hundreds of strangers, we celebrated, we hugged, we high-fived, we cried together as the St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series in 2011. The best experience at 30,000 square feet I've ever had." But you know what I'm grateful for tonight? Is that God wants us to soar high in something that's way more exciting, way more beneficial, way more powerful, that because God has created us to soar and he has amazing things he wants us to experience. And Isaiah is speaking about this, and I wanna just over the next few minutes give you 4 principles to soaring, because when we're going to soar, what often precedes that blessing is a season of waiting. And so I want to give you 4 principles on waiting that create the opportunity to soar. And the first is this: waiting often requires action. Isaiah says, "But those who wait for the Lord." Now, it seems counterintuitive that waiting and action go together. But Isaiah is actually communicating something to this group of people in the word that he uses for wait. In fact, the Hebrew word here is kwava, which means to wait, to look eagerly for, to hope or to expect. It's the idea that I'm waiting on God, but I'm not just sitting on my hands. I'm not waiting idly. I'm waiting with anticipation. I'm waiting with hope. I'm waiting with an eager expectation that I cannot wait to see what God's gonna do in this situation. I like to call it active waiting. And if you and I are gonna soar like God has intended us to soar, active waiting is a key to seeing what God wants to do in your life through every opposition and through every challenge you and I face. It's important to understand Isaiah is writing this to the Israelites who are in Babylonian exile at the time. So they're not sitting pretty. They're not sitting in an easy life. They're sitting in exile. And he says, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength in the midst of their trial. Isaiah says, in your waiting, look eagerly to God, hope in God, believe that he is gonna be your deliverer, and watch what God will do in your situation, because it doesn't matter what you see with your physical eyes. When you get a word from heaven, you can live with an eager expectation that God's gonna fulfill that word and he's gonna do a miracle in your life. Principle holds true today. Actively wait to see what God will do. That means for those, you're actively waiting for your healing, which means you're believing God's gonna heal you, but every Sunday you're coming down to the front to be prayed for. You're activating that faith and saying, I'm hoping, I'm expecting God could heal me today. Oh, you're praying for a financial breakthrough, so you're gonna activate that faith by putting God first in your finances. You're gonna give him the tithe, saying, God, I can't wait to see the breakthrough that's coming in my finances, but I'm activating it by living in obedience to your word. That lost son, that lost daughter, that lost spouse, you're activating your faith as you don't give up praying for them, as you go to that life group, as you keep surrounding them in prayer, and you are setting yourself up for a miracle. Active waiting brings God's miraculous power. Secondly, waiting produces new strength. Say new strength. He says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. The NLT says it this way, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Isaiah's preparing a people for a new season that is coming, and they're gonna need new strength for that new season. There are some tonight and you're entering into a new season. Maybe you're starting a new business. Maybe you're entering a new school year. Perhaps you're in a new marriage. Perhaps you're starting a family. Can I just encourage you? Whenever you're in a new season, God's got new strength for you. He wants to give you more strength to be able to endure and see victory in every season. And especially when you're in a season of waiting. Through that time, God wants to forge new strength in you for what he has in front of you. If you need some new strength today, I've got good news for you. In your waiting, God is working. In your waiting, God is strengthening you. In your waiting, God is doing something new in you so that when breakthrough comes, you've got a new strength to endure and make the most of the opportunity to that answered prayer. He's got new strength for you tonight. Well, there's a third thing waiting does. It elevates your perspective. Isaiah says they will soar high on wings like eagles. Do you know eagles are one of the largest birds that God created? Some of this, Isaiah didn't know at the time, but in the sovereignty, providence, and the all-knowing of God, he uses this example. The eagle has upwards of a nine-foot wingspan, which allows them to soar at 20,000 feet high, up to 150 miles per hour. Their eyesight is 10 times better than the human eyesight, which means this: at great heights, they can pinpoint their prey up to a 4.5 mile radius from that distance. That's some good eyes, everybody. Their elevated perspective and their incredible eyesight allows them to see what other birds cannot see. And this is the example that Isaiah says, we will soar on wings like eagles. Can I just encourage you tonight? A waiting season is producing something in you that's gonna allow you to see what not everybody can see, and you're gonna see some new things in your life as you wait on God, as you believe. You're gonna see higher, you're gonna see further, because you were created to soar. That's what waiting seasons lead us to. But I also want to show you that your ability to soar is directly connected to the source. He says they will soar on wings like eagles. He doesn't say wings of eagles. But eagles' wings, you're going to soar. He says Isaiah is not just pointing forward to what God was going to do, but he's also pointing back to what God had done for the Israelites out of the Exodus. Look at Exodus chapter 19, verse 4. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Isaiah's pointing back to what God did in the Exodus. He defeated the Israelites. He defeated their enemies. He got them out of Egypt. He carried them on eagle's wings, but it was God who carried them, and God was going to bring them out of exile. Is anybody thankful that the same God who rescued those in the Old Testament is the same God who continues to fight for us, to carry us, that we might soar on wings like eagles? He's the God who fights for you. He's the God who rescues you. He's the God who allows you to soar on wings like eagles. An elevated perspective will lead you to seeing God do more in your life than you've ever seen before. It leads you to knowing the goodness of God in a deeper way than you've ever experienced before. It will lead you to experiencing God's power in ways that you've never experienced before. Miracles are on the other side of active waiting. And finally, number four, waiting enhances your endurance. He says, they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. How do you run and not grow weary? Well, it's only possible if the supernatural is involved. I'm not much of a runner. I don't enjoy running. But I learned that if you don't like running, you can do something called hill sprints. I'm all about hill sprints. It's faster. I don't have to run for miles. I'm going to try that. And so about 2 months ago, I started hill sprinting. And the first time I went up, I thought, this isn't bad. Second one time I went up, I said, this is kind of bad. And the third time I went up, I almost called an ambulance. I was seeing white. I thought, I can't call my wife, but I'll call an ambulance and they'll just come get me and I'll be home in a couple hours. She'll never know. But you know what? A couple days later, I went and did it again. I went the first time. I went the second time. On the third time, I didn't feel like I was going to die like I did the first. And then a few days later, I went and I did it again. And a few days later again, and all of a sudden, I'm not doing one and two and three. I'm actually doing four and five and six. Why? Because your endurance is increased. When you overcome a challenge, you actually increase your strength to be able to handle more challenge. And Isaiah understands something, that you'll run and not grow weary. You'll walk and not faint, because as you lean into God, as you wait on God, as you overcome challenges in life, your spiritual endurance is increased. There's some tonight, and you're in a season of waiting. Can I just encourage you? God is doing more than you can see. And a part of what he's doing is he's increasing your endurance for the blessing that is coming. Here's what's so encouraging. When you and I know the Lord, we're not running alone. You're not walking in your own strength. You've got a supernatural power both energizing you, with you, so that you can run and not grow weary, so that you can walk and not faint. Which means that active waiting is always producing something deeper in you so God can do something greater through you. Tonight, I want to encourage you that through your active waiting, God is producing new strength. He is elevating your perspective and He is increasing your endurance because you are created to soar. You are going to new levels, friends. You're going from glory to glory, and God has good plans for your life, better than you can ask, think, or imagine. Be encouraged. Good things are on the other side of your waiting. Powerful things are on the other side. Miracles are on the other side of your active waiting. You were created to soar.